Hello, everyone. Sydney St. James. Getting ready to kick off here my season 8. And in season 8, I stepped back for 1 minute because I had done an earlier broadcast on one of Jesus Christ's parables. It was called The Good Samaritan. This was probably back in season 6 or somewhere in there. But anyhow, what got me going on this was that y'all know that I play a lot of pickleball, right? And out on the pickleball court, one day I was talking to a good friend. And I was talking to him about finding information out about each one of Jesus Christ's parables. Now, they're very much Christians. As a matter of fact, even one of my good friends even used to preach at one of the churches here in or near Georgetown. But what happened was, I'd asked a question one time about Googling up parable, trying to figure out what other people say about the parables and so forth. And what was told to me was that they don't use Google to Google anything about faith. Well, I didn't disagree with her, but I kind of started wondering. So my wife, who goes to Bible study once a week with the neighbors over here near me, we were talking about it. And basically, the feeling that I got was that it was wrong, well, in their opinion, that I take it to a different level. In other words, no one should really change what Jesus had to say. But so many translations are in the Bible. So much has been said. So many sermons have been given, and so many articles in Sunday school class have turned into cartoons to show off the different parables that Jesus did. Well, I came on back, and that's why I'm putting together this particular season. There's 22 episodes in this season. And in those 22 episodes, I'm going to go into each one of the parables in the Bible. I'm not going to read it to you, but I have studied it very hard, given it lots of thought. And of course, I've written over 60 novels. So obviously, somewhere along the line, I really enjoy storytelling. And that's exactly what Jesus was doing. So I wanted to do for you 21 different parables. And I want to give you those parables as though Jesus walked down the street here in Georgetown, Texas, and he's running up into someone, and he tells his parable. Would he tell his parable the same here today in this present time as he would tell it? No. But they're lasting parables. They mean the same thing 2,000 years ago as they mean now. So the parables themselves are spoken by Jesus. They just weren't mere stories, but they were profound teachings filled with spiritual wisdom and guidance. You know, Jesus in all of his infinite wisdom used everyday situations to impart deeper moral lessons to his audience and to his followers. His parables today remain relevant just as they were when they were first spoken, carrying timeless truths that transcend, as you might say, many, many generations. In this modern era, inspired through my storytelling skills from writing numerous novels, I have contemporized the parables with this season 8. And I am embarking on a journey to reinterpret Jesus' teachings for a contemporary audience. Whether or not that's right or wrong, that's neither here or there. Because this is what I wanted to do. As though he was here today. The parable of the great banquet was chosen just for today to kind of give you an idea. It's found in Luke 14, verses 15 to 24, and has been brought to life with a modern-day scenario Like, I'm going to do 21 more broadcasts on 21 different parables. This one today that will mirror its essence to demonstrate to you how I will take all of these 21 parables and for you, my listening audience, put a twist on them in the so-called modern day scenario. In this modern adaptation, a man throws a backyard party and he's celebrating the joyous news and he's all excited. He and his wife have been trying to get pregnant together for ages, just ages upon ages, and they haven't been successful. Finally, in adherence to this current guidelines, the guest list to this party is limited, and precautions are taken with social distancing, yes, and having to wear a mask. So he extends a heartfelt invitation to his closest of friends. One of them he graduated with in high school. Two more he worked with at work, and they knew him very well. And he was eagerly anticipating their presence on this very, very special occasion. The responses the man receives from his close friends are disheartening. And they reveal a disheartening truth about human nature. Despite the significance of the occasion, and despite the depth of these folks' friendship, each friend provides an excuse that reflects a prioritization of their own personal pursuits in life and desires above celebrating the glorious news with their friend and his wife. The first friend who chooses to prioritize the delivery of his new house appliances symbolizes how material possessions and worldly acquisitions often take precedence in people's lives. The allure of material comforts and possessions can so easily distract individuals from acknowledging and participating in a joyous milestone of their loved ones. In doing so, they inadvertently let their attachment to material wealth overshadow the value of genuine relationships and shared experiences. Let's go on to the second one. Now, the second friend's decision to focus on training a new puppy. Yes, that's what they're doing. And they chose it over coming to celebrate, which exemplifies how the pursuit of personal interest and hobbies can sometimes overshadow the importance of communal gatherings and moments of celebration. While training a pet is undoubtedly essential, it's important, I'm sure, it also illustrates how people can become engrossed in their own world, how unintentionally neglecting the joyous events in the lives of those people like this husband and wife was close to them. Now, for the third person that they invited, good friend, this person is preoccupied with his recent marriage. He just got married. And his excuse speaks to the captivating power of romance, right? You just got married, lots and lots of romance, right? Well, the allure of this newfound love and the desire to immerse oneself fully in the early stages of a marriage can sometimes lead individuals to just simply overlook the significance of other relationships and other commitments. And in doing so, they may unknowingly hurt the feelings of their long-standing friends by not being present in moments of such shared happiness This modern scenario that I'm talking to you today about reveals a prevalent theme in all of society today. The tendency to prioritize personal pursuits and individualistic endeavors over the importance of communal celebrations and being there for one another. How important can that be, right? This parable reminds us of the value of genuine friendship, real friendship, the joy of sharing in each other's happiness, and the need, let's not forget the need, to prioritize meaningful connections over fleeting distractions. Furthermore, this parable holds a spiritual significance, highlighting how our daily chores, how our daily priorities can reflect our relationship with God. When we prioritize worldly pursuits over our own spiritual growth and connection with God, we risk missing out on the deeper and much more profound aspects of life itself and the spiritual banquet that God offers us. Like the friends who missed the opportunity to celebrate with this man and his wife, those who are preoccupied with worldly concerns may overlook God's invitation to a deeper and a more fulfilling relationship with Him. You know, let me, in conclusion, talk about this modern adaptation of this parable of the great banquet. And I believe later on in my broadcast in the season, I talk about the great feast or the wedding feast. It's all basically the same. But it demonstrates that the timeless relevance, timeless, magic word, right? Of Jesus' teachings. That's what it does. It serves as a reminder to introspect on our own priorities, acknowledging the potential distractions that may hinder us from fully embracing the joyous occasions in the lives of others, just like this man and his wife getting ready to have a baby. Moreover, it encourages us to recognize the spiritual implications of our choices and the need to remain open to God's invitation for a deeper relationship with Him. Let us learn from this parable. Let us learn by striving to be present for one another and placing a higher value on authentic relationships, real relationships, good friend relationships, and the spiritual journey, thereby enriching our lives and the lives of those around us. You know, despite the disappointments and rejections, the man's heart remained open. He extended his invitation now to those who were less privileged. He invited the residents from a local homeless shelter who gladly accepted his offer. Now, this modern-day scenario mirrors the parable's allegorical representation. The host in this parable symbolizes God. The banquet's readiness signifies Jesus coming to earth. And the two lists of guests represent the Jews and the Gentiles. The excuses provided by the friends reflect the various reasons people today may reject God's invitation to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Lord. Despite the initial rejections, The parable highlights God's unwavering love and grace. He does not cancel the banquet, but he extends the invitation to those and all of those who might have been marginalized by society, showing that the good news of salvation is available to all, regardless of their background or regardless of their status. One of the profound theological themes in this parable is evangelism. The call to share the good news of salvation with others. Just as the second group of invitees were urged to accept the invitation, believers are entrusted with the task of evangelism, inviting all people, whosoever will, to accept God's invitation for all salvation. May we, inspired by this parable today and its modern rendition, embrace the responsibility of sharing the gospel with love, share the gospel with compassion, and share the gospel with persistence. Let's remember that God's invitation is open to everyone, everybody, in every direction, up, down, right, left. And through all of our efforts, may many souls come to know the love, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we conclude this opening episode in season 8, this thrilling episode, may I say, we invite you, each and every one, to embark on an extraordinary journey through all 21 of Jesus Christ's parables, reimagined in the context of the year 2023. Now, get ready to witness these timeless stories as they come to life in today's world, right here with us today, with modern scenarios that will both captivate and enlighten you to stay connected and not miss a single moment of season 8. Make sure that you hit the like button down at the bottom and make sure you subscribe. By subscribing, you will receive a notification for each of my episodes up through episode 22, ensuring you won't miss any of the thought-provoking and soul-stirring insights that lie ahead on the Sydney St. James Show. Now, as we eagerly anticipate our next encounter with you, remember, we'll be waiting for you just around the corner, ready to share more of these intriguing tales and spiritual revelations. Until then, take care, my friends. And as the saying goes, see you later, alligator.